USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians.
We are constantly working with our allies to see what else can be provided, but this is an open communication, open dialogue. We know that countries are doing what they can, and we're very grateful for it.
Republicans on Capitol Hill continue to look into the origins of the coronavirus.
Senate Republican staffers have produced a report laying out their argument that the most likely origin of the coronavirus pandemic was what they call a, quote, research-related incident in China, unquote. The report cites lapses in safety at Chinese laboratories and argues there are evidence gaps in published scientific research pointing to natural origin of the virus from animals sold at a market in the city of Wuhan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lottery fever continues across the country. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $825 million. The drawing takes place just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Energy costs are among the top issues for voters in Pennsylvania's Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz. In particular, the state's fracking industry could sway some votes. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Guy Rettenhaler promotes fracking as popular in his state on Fox Business.
Fracking is very popular, especially in what we would describe as the T in Pennsylvania, the areas that are not Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, because it's a huge economic driver in the state of Pennsylvania. And frankly, if we were to unleash the natural gas sector of our economy here in Pennsylvania, we'd be able to have much more power on the international stage.
The world's largest active volcano could blow in Hawaii. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry reports.
Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of a recent spike in earthquakes at the volcano's summit. It would take just a few hours for lava to reach homes closest to the vents on the volcano, which last erupted in 1984.
The CDC says more than 80% of monkeypox patients in hospitals in the United States were HIV positive. A new report shows 47 out of 57 patients hospitalized with severe monkeypox were immunocompromised due to the virus that causes AIDS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.